No matter how big your problem may seem, there is a way out. Stop Suffering, a program brought to you by the Universal Church of the Kingdom of God. Join us every Tuesday and Thursday from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. only on Eagle FM.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is Eagle FM Namibia.
Did you know?
Very good evening to you all, Namibia. May God bless you in Jesus' name. Welcome to one more Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM. We bring to you every Tuesday night and Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening. If you believe, God can make the impossible to become possible, regardless of the problems that you're going through, regardless of the situations that you are having in your life. Maybe you are suffering from maybe witchcraft, or maybe you are having suicidal thoughts. Maybe there is a sickness inside of your body. God can make the impossible to become possible. So I am not here alone in the studio. I am here joined with Pastor Festus as well. Good evening, Pastor Festus.
Good evening, Pastor Del, and good evening, Namibia. Oma toki wa bona wa kemika nembinga alise da Namibia. So, o program ayoye oyohoye tewa luse Congregational Universal Church. O program yekulike po le mono likuna yekwa lukila mome punatango. So, eswa pungokuninga longi kidru talo kako piko eko meva o sesi kekulilo program ayi o hatu ke kuningila ilo hatu kaningeni o meilika no pamwe unene po ve o wakundukilwa ko mauju noku no pusi kujoto atora peni o towa ilu kifa peni nando uye konu itadrugu kubatera pasi kujoto utune itavero kucha ha kapena eshisha nyingana kukalunga ini mayo alushe moladio o hakwe atu kweteremo o maho kololo o wanovo bamoni kuna bengala mwenyo ndele tabe apu kalunga ndele kakuna nando umwe omuvo or a dog of Mona, who never want to die. So, Carapola Dio, eh?
Yeah, and you are welcome as well to be on air with us this evening. We are always here from 9 to 10 in the evening. And it doesn't matter the problems that you are going through, there is a way out. Maybe you have found yourself in a dead end, and you don't know where to turn to or where to go, but there is a way out. God is the way. And God wants to take away all the problems and the situations that you are having in your life. One have to do is to trust and believe that God can make a change inside of your life. So you can also call the toll-free number. You can call now. Is a free line. It's just for you to pick up and call. And there'll be someone ready to help you. Yes, you that need a prayer or you need someone just to talk to somebody, you can call this number now at 0800223335. I repeat, 0800223335. That is the number. It is the toll-free number. It's the free number. You can just pick up and call, right, Pastor Festus? We call this program, Pastor Festus, the Stop Suffering program, because God has no pleasure in wanting this person to suffer. God wants this person to live a peaceful life. Maybe this person have locked himself in the room, don't want to talk to nobody. Or maybe this person has various of times attempt wanting to commit suicide. But God can give this person a second chance. If they call upon him, he's going to answer them.
Mm-hmm. Okumangula on no tamoni huna. Ashike, itaduru ashike kumangula ngengo no yemwene, inaninge tokoloro kukonge vatelo kukalunga. Oba maaduru kukongo mavatelo kovano penya na penya, ashike, kapena, ongashungu watu shupo pibikucha, wakenda palapamwe kuya na penya na penya ndino mona, evatelo, ashike, jimbuluka, oshimashimwe peshipo piro kuchakalungo tati kuchaha, ile ni amushe avaha mlongo, no malolo kifwa, na ame oandi mpetru muku. So, Eshu wapumoku ningo ishi kuchoto tu dengele kono mla yetu yongo diyo nola no heta tu, o nola bavali, o mbali bavali, o natuva tatu, nonano.
tutudengere ko nomola yongo jetu onola no hetatu onola bavali ombali bavali ona tubatatu nonano pongo jopo otohange po onmenu akalunga outa druku kuyakula mujutu shakenek manguluka.
Yes, so remember we are going to hear the testimony of Demetrius, and after that we are going to open the lines for you to call in. You would like to include the names of a loved one, a name of a family member in the prayer book, you can do so. We are going to give you the number that you can that you're going to call here the studio, and we are going to open the lines. But remember, in the end of the program we are going to pray for the water, so you can prepare a glass of water, a bottle of water, okay, closer to your device, okay, and we are going to pray that in Jesus' name God is going to take away all the problems that you have in your life. Maybe you're suffering from bad luck, or maybe you are depressed. Maybe you're depressed, you don't want to talk to nobody, you have locked yourself in the room, like I said earlier, and God is the way out to your problem. You don't need to go that extent. Maybe you're suffering from witchcraft, like you were going to hear the testimony of Demetrius, that he suffered, he was a victim of witchcraft. Things would move in the house, and maybe you're going through the same situation. We are going to hear now the testimony of Demetrius, and you're going to see that maybe your problem is similar or even worse than his, but God can change your situation. Maybe you're suffering from suicidal thoughts. You have tried many times of wanting to take your own life. Please don't take your life. Don't take your life. Give God a chance. If you can just give God a chance, your life is going to be changed. Your life is not going to remain the same. Maybe you're suffering from anxiety. You're a person that is anxious about everything, like 1 year has passed, 1 year is going to come, and you are still having this anxiety inside of you. Or maybe you're addicted to alcohol, addicted to chemicals, addicted to drugs, or you are never sober. Every single night, every single day, you are just drinking. You cannot even remember when you had a sober life. Always you are under the influence of alcohol. Give God a chance. God is going to take away the problems inside of you. Or maybe you are suffering from panic attacks or financial problem, any other situation, right, Pastor Festus?
Yes.
Maybe this person, Pastor Festus, have never left the bottle of alcohol. Every single day, this person is under the influence.
Mm-hmm.
This person never had a sober life, but there is a way out.
Yeah. And I would like to say, ne kalunga alundulo ngana munyai na e ote ke okololo la epa moto otoki hanga uri monga wa fafana nai sha shokiano ponga tyo ku jiladiro kuri ku fomwenyo sha shi okwali afini nikune ne keme podo mulodi kashimbove na ave ona tango otusha kene keme podo uheshina ndegu choto ditalapeni show otoka ningane ngaha tutudengele kono mola tyo ngodi onolano hetatu noimwe kucha onolano hetatu nono la bavali onolave ombali bavali ona tubatatu nonano tutudengele ko nomola yongoji onolano hetatu onolave bavali ombali veli bavali ona tubeli batatu nonano so inoli ningila owi kuchaneo owi halukuli mongalo mwito durubali kujamo esho banu ha bi halukano kuri onu aninga no shiakanwa sho malo do aningo shiakanwa shini mayu nyunyo aningo shiakanwa sho makaya aningo shiakanwa sho mapangwe ongashi tu itandi dimo bali omu ongala monyo ango sho ikilinga ha amonda dalere monori huna awe kakunawa adalere monori huna ae kalunga tusho kwetu shita opotu kale tunongala mwenyo oshesha ike kuchangengo vino kufeto kololo ye opudro kuyanjo ngala mwenyo ye kukalunga ninari ngala mwenyo otoka talat otoka kalatu ipula kucho wadale we monori huna obe toningo shiakano shini mayunyu otashite apo iko ngala mwenyo ye itashikutu la komesho kufongatu ningongenda bala.
So if you're hopeless, you can call now. The toll-free number is free of charge. You don't need to pay any credit. You're not going to be deducted any credit. It's a free number. You can call at 0800-22-335. Now we are going to go to the testimony of Demetrius. Good evening, Demetrius, and welcome to the Stop Suffering program here on Eagle FM.
Good Good evening, Pastor.
All right. So, as you spoke, Demetrius, that your suffering started from a young age when you heard spiritual attack, something would strengthen you in the night, and you would hear things moving on the roof in the house, right? How did your suffering start? You say that your suffering started at a young age.
Pastor, my suffering started at a very young age, at the beginning where I could... being strangled on the neck, and I could
during the night, like it would always happen a certain time in the night, like
whenever I go to sleep.
Oh, whenever you go to sleep.
Yes, and something that it oppressing me with. I would say maybe it's a pillow, and
it was something like a force sitting on your chest.
Yes, uh-huh. Force sitting on my chest, on my face, and I could not even move the neck. And that how it was at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. And this would go on every year after year, month after month.
At the beginning, it was sometimes, but later on, it became worse. When I could not just being strengthened, but now I could hear things moving in the room, on the roof. Also on the floor, some sound coming from...
Like footprints on the roof.
On the roof.
Like something walking.
Yes. Pastor.
When you go there, there's nothing.
There is nothing. Many times we tried even to climb. Like...
Oh.
Yes.
You would climb on top of the roof to see what's happening.
Just to check, yes. Pastor.
But nothing.
Nothing. Because it happened to be like in the night and as well during the day.
During the day as well.
As long as I get into the room, then I would hear voices.
Only you or other family members of...
That was my case. My family member, like the cousin I would stay with, he would suffer differently.
Oh.
Yes.
So you suffered, you have another experience, and he had another experience.
He has another experience.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And it was critical. It was bad, right?
It was bad because there was no time to rest during the day, and even the night is the same issue.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And what was your worst moment?
The worst moment, it's when I grow up now. That time I'm already at tertiary, because the situation became more worse, and there is nothing I could do. And it started also affecting my study.
Oh, then this witchcraft that was happening in your life.
This witchcraft that affected in my life, because at later stage now, whenever I'm at school or I'm in the class or I'm writing or examination, after I finish, the thought would just come like, the things are not well. Then I would tear up the question papers and so forth.
Being at school. You see, Pastor Festus, there are many people who are suffering the same problem that Demetrius is suffering.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe currently now this person is unable to sleep during the night. This person needs to leave the light on, because the moment that they switch off the light, things would move. This person would be strangled on the throat. And there is a way out. This person don't need to suffer this way.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus is light. And Jesus wants to give this person light. But they need to understand, if they give Jesus a chance, their life is going to change.
Mm-hmm. Everybody who give a chance to God, nobody fail. Ungasha ke toke shipikina na 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 shayela ke tame kuelela oku Timoteo shata meka moshuambo.
Oh, and that time, you know, unenesho nda yomchona tandimon wishuna ihandi kotha na usiku o handimon ngeno che machafata chi pondonje pothingo nenge ochi machafata chundura nje ndina chathiminika nje ngenge ototi pamwe ochi kusinga chathiminika nje o monturo no choko mayuru no kakwaitani vurando kwinyenga
so ta tashimbyo mifudo doi
ta chwimbi no mifudo danje no timbori motani kamadara ngeno kupenduka ndo ochathindira nje punene.
Mhm. Unkalo no eshwa wakalanga homo mondudo amkala mo over ukenenge. Umunango valyo vanu vamwe.
O kwai ni handi tulimongana no namwa mimi wona. Okay. Kwai hatukala tunangala na kucha ikene na he o kwai harmonishuna. Unkaro haike atusho tamonishuna ma harmonishuna pamkaro kwai wili.
I harmonishuna ya fafan.
Ka kwai tatumonishuna ya fafan.
Yo tamonishuna ilili.
O tamonishuna ili.
So oshima shonga oshe kweta fio ponga tu ilipi. Monga la mwenye.
O oshima shino chaka ninganje nesha shi onkaro hakanda iparu nene. O iha andikotha we shot nando usiku omtenya nando ndahi mondunda. onduvite ini matai korokota pombanda nenge omawi ini matai nyenge pepo furura no keshe ike thimbo omtenya nengu siku
omtenya wangara natango ujite ini matai nyenge natango itokofa nao
natango
itokofa nao tokenda pala kukofa po omtenya shashufi kuino kofa nao no mtenyo to pia neku
no mtenyo handa handi pia gane kwa sheke ndi nyengo mpadi anje nyenge mondun omawere ondi kuvite.
So what did you say, Demetrius?
It's the same.
It's just that whenever I get into the room, the situation, it's just starting already. I could not even have time to rest because...
Did you try it maybe a little bit here and there for your situation to change on your own?
Yes, I've tried many things that I've had or advice from the family, such as sometimes put a mirror... So that at least when maybe the thing comes, then it can run away. I've tried many things, even putting my Bible to sleep under
you
the
put
pillow.
Your Bible, your Bible.
Yes,
under, you put under the pillow.
Under the pillow. I also
and that didn't help.
That didn't help. I would take buckets of water that I would put there, and then just in a few minutes the water would disappear from the buckets.
So I show you ngenda barokuito ningingeno umanguluke hotule if espiri mondo da estoka nangala. Watula po espiri.
Yeah.
Ndo shabate la shatu.
Ina chikuwa thira nandoja. Shashingonoko mkaro kwa handuvu kuchia neye kaka. No kakuwa nezimu tachinzungu mkuchia. Tulaputa ikamba za rutaro chisipiri.
Uh-huh.
Kamba za ruta shino nde
ikaze kwa. Ndo no kombi beli uitule koshi oshi wili.
Andi tulako koshi oshi kusinga ndo kweke haituka poka penandi
kwa. Ndele yo kuleshe njo takaluko todi tulako koshi oshi wili.
Ochonesha shikanda indigo vite no kuri.
Okay. So... Fioto ya ponga choku kufosha hasho mewa. Kapena shavatela.
Kapena shoku hachi watero meo. Kwa iki hatu vuthimbo ni mutaga nuwapo. Taga ponga meme mtem chuchuka.
So, kashi imboto sha kene kujua fafana. Oho kakenda balangu esho, oho kakenda balanga shinya. Kapena uju te ukufu hapo. Ongalo ya fafana ashike. Enge na puka lunga koe. So, Pastor, I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because he says he tried all the things. The Bible, he took it and put it on the pillow. Instead to read the Bible, he took the Bible and put it on the pillow. The Bible was even torn out away.
Oh, the Bible just began like it was removed from the pillow?
No, it wasn't removed, but it's getting torn because every night I would try to put it under in thinking that I'll be protected since I'm...
Having the Bible.
Yes.
But that didn't help.
That didn't help.
Uh-huh. And you even spoke that your grades start dropping
mm-hmm.
and you developed fear.
Mm-hmm.
Nah?
Yes.
Because of family problems as well. Family that would just faint.
Yes, Pastor.
Over suddenly they would just faint and become mentally ill.
Yes, Pastor. The situation came to the stage that everyone in the house would suffer. And to the point we don't have peace. Then this started to be depressed now because I would see my family members 1 month, this one go ill mentally. They start to have mental issues. And as the person just become like the situation get better by himself or herself, then another one again. So this I developed fear because I've thought that maybe I'll be the next one
to become mentally ill. Uh-huh.
Yes, Pastor.
And this happened for many years.
It happened for many years.
You see here, Pastor Festus, there are many people who is a victim of witchcraft, and they have tried everything by the strength of their arms. But things are just becoming worse, worse and worse, year in, year out, month in and month out. They even become like used to the fact that this is going to happen. This is going to be, they become like, they develop like, I know I'm used to it.
Mm.
It become like something normal.
Part of my life.
Yes. And this person think, I know I'm born to suffer. I'm born to live this way. I'm born not to able to sleep during the night. But there is a way out. This person don't need to suffer. That's why we are saying for them to call the toll-free number. They can call the toll-free number now. You can call the toll-free number. Get your phone. Maybe you're suffering. You're a victim of witchcraft. Call now the toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. I repeat, 0800-22-3335. They can call the toll-free number, right?
Yes, I know that's what you're talking about. You know, I'm not going to be able to do it. shashika shimbo ya po ngacho kutambula kujuo ye kucha aa ujuo wa ningo mbinga ngala mwenye yange so ahawe inomona ikuna meli mweneneno katuka kufongatu ndiye totu dengele konomola yongo ji onola no hetatu no imwe onola no hetatu onola wavali ombali wavali onatu watatu nonano onomola yongo ji onola no hetatu onola wavali ombali wavali onatu watatu nonano.
Mm-hmm. And maybe this person have tried many things, Pastor Festus. Maybe this person, like them, like the Demetrius, was speaking that he put the Bible under the pillow for him to be protected or for him to receive some kind of peace. Maybe this person have the Bible open every night. Mm-hmm. Every night on their bed, this person have the Bible open, but still suffering with spiritual attacks. The thing is, Pastor Festus, that they have to understand the evil, the devil, fear when one put the word of God in practice. Because the devil was there when the Bible was written. He was there. But what destroyed him is when one put the word of God into practice. Fear not, because God is with you. Trust in him. That's why we are speaking today. The topic today that we are speaking is trust in the Lord with all your heart. The problem of many people, as Festus, is they don't trust the Lord. They trust in the witch doctor. They trust in the family, the community, the friends, and they don't trust in the Lord. They don't trust that the Lord can change their situation. Like the Demetrius, we are going to hear that the family even invited a witch doctor in order to kind of to solve the problem. But how can evil cast out evil? It's not going to help. This person need God, right?
By the way, the situation will just even become more worse.
Uh-huh.
So, osho atutiku cha, obanu vahapu, ota akenda bala kumono mbabatelo, menjila davovene, in mavi pliki na kovanu ita pitile ke mukalunga kavo ombibeli achikucha nie avaham pliki ne kenjo vodange onyovalongwa vange shiri no tanka shivo shiri no shite mumangulula hakukufo mbibeli de titula posta flash oye opito shivo shiri ka opo apatule ko mbibeli ombibeli lipenya kuna shito limo kuna shito monomo musho mwasho atula apoka yeme podanya ta ita ditila enjovo shatane enjovo dakalungo kudishinale ekudulife nokuli ashike ovengengo eli longo ndeto shiva oshili ini mayo kongele kanunge ngetavya kongele ohave ashiko nutakalo ntumba tatame ko kupuliki nenjovo dakalunga mokupuliki namwi omotashivilo shili no shili oyo taimangulu. I'm saying, Pastor, in the same way, when the people come into the church, they only come and sit down in the church and hear, listening the word of God. By listening the word of God, they will know the truth, and the truth will set them free.
Faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God.
That's it.
Faith was developed in the life of Demetrius because he heard the word of God. He heard and he put the word of God into practice. So Demetrius, what you mentioned as well is that witch doctor was also performing some cleansing rituals, right?
Yes, Pastor.
Because things was getting worse.
Yes, Pastor. There were many, not even ones. My family would invite witch doctors to come and perform rituals and cleansing in the house. But the situation was not getting better, because if they call, the next time they will come with different excuses. No, you need to pay this amount, or you need to give this kettle, you need to do this for the situation. But it just a cycle.
So the witch doctor would ask, bring a kettle, bring this, bring that.
Bring a kettle, bring amount. I remember even there was a time when I asked even a 10,000.
Oh.
You say the problem are locked in, give me a 10,000 and I'll open the thing so that they can come out of the house. But it never changed.
Because how can evil cast out evil, Pastor Festus?
No way.
How?
The devil cannot cast out the devil.
Yes.
The demon cannot cast out the demon.
Uh-huh. No way. This person only need God. Only God can change the situation. Only Jesus can take away the problems that you are facing, dear friend. You don't need to suffer. Please don't be wise in your own eyes. You don't need to suffer. Maybe you got wrong advices, But now is the time for you to know the truth. Get the right advice. Look for Jesus. Call upon him. Seek him. And you will find him when you seek him with all of your heart. Yes, you are going to find him. But God is waiting for you. God does not, Pastor Festus, God does not force himself in the life of somebody.
Yeah.
God is waiting for somebody to invite him in. Like the evil didn't ask permission. He just entered in the life of Demetrius. Demetrius just start suddenly becoming a victim of witchcraft, and things would happen in his life, and he didn't know how. Like he even mentioned that he tear you tear the exam papers.
Yes, Pastor.
You tear the exam papers.
Yes, Pastor. I would tear the exam papers the moment just to finish, or we need to hand in, or the lecturers are coming. So I would think this, the way I wrote or the way the question is not supposed to be. Then I'll just tear it out.
All of a sudden.
Yes, Pastor.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened always. Always it happened like that. And my colleagues will start laughing because they know of the situation. Though the injo kwa hadi amo dinji dinji ta di amo nde kap penana nde shoda ninji poninge de.
Kwa juu inya nde ne oloko inali ningwa posh.
Kwa zinguno kap penach o kwa iketa tofutu. Kama imuno chima nando njuu fundu de manje tu tuaza mo akutu ana ganje ikombo engombe nundo ngi ni mariwa.
Nde kap pene oloko lash.
Kap pene oloko
hadi. Kwa hali kano kuli nokofiko la tote apremba pil.
O koskora ne ponka tu imunda ki yadane ano sheke tandi changa nando makona kono. Shingata tumana ngiemba pira di kuthepo o handimoniki ini mayafaka imirandu wa thanongo tandi tura ntami kukutura po oma o emba pira danji. Kecha ike thimbo chike ngano. Shaya thimbo taria yoku ganja ngandi hamu iko madhira dhuru ni makairi na wa andi turepo o emba pira. Nde o handiki ya dhiki na andimana shashita nivuro kuwa thiru wako ni manda thimbo hadikari kwa japu wako.
Mm-hmm. So you see here, dear friend, you don't need to suffer. You don't need to suffer what Demetrius has been going through. That's why we are here on Eagle FM. Every Tuesday night, every Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening, bring to you a real life story. His life has completely changed. He's going to complete his testimony this coming Thursday. So I'm inviting you to come this coming Thursday. Okay? You can turn in to the frequency where you are, the Eagle FM, and you're going to listen the conclusion on how, what he did in order for his life to change. And your life can change as well, because with God, nothing is impossible. Impossible is just a word.
It's just a word.
God wants to give you what you need. Deliverance, life, peace. You that don't have peace. You don't have peace when you wake up. You don't have peace when you go to sleep. God wants to give you peace, his peace, his ombili. He will give you ombili. So we have about 1 minute before we go to a break. So if you want to hear more, Demetrius, he's attending our branch in Okuringava, Stop and Shop, right? Tomorrow you will be there in Stop and Shop. Which hour maybe you're going to be there at the church?
I'll be there 6 p.m. Pastor.
In Okuringava Stop and Shop.
At Okuringava Stop and Shop.
Yeah. So if you would like to hear, he will be there. He is going to be available there. If you want to look for counseling to help, you can talk to him, because there is a way out of your problem. So we have about 1 minute before we can go for a break. So you can prepare yourself, because shortly we are going to open the lines. Okay, we are going to open the lines, and you are going to call in and include a name of a family member. Maybe a family member is suffering, is a victim of witchcraft. God is the way out of your problem. So prepare yourself. Shortly, we are going to be back with another message. Prepare yourself.
Muchane udi woye usike peni. Okuna onjira kuzamu. Kuri sapo okumona ihuna. Oprohorama toi eterwa kongerka yo universal yoshirongo shakarunga. Patrura oradio yoye etiari netine. Pomgoi sigo omlongo uusiku. Kekusikusi jo Igor FM.
Listen to Eagle FM in Lodritz.
All right, we are back. We are back again in the studio, Eagle FM. So I would like you to open your Bible, if you can. Open your Bible in the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs, chapter 3, verse 5. The Word of God says here, trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not part of your heart, not 50%, not 90.9%. No, with all your heart, trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. Lay not on your own understanding. It's not with your own understanding that your life is going to change. Your life will change when you get the understanding that comes from God. The next verse, verse 6. In all your ways, acknowledge Him. Acknowledge Him. And He shall direct your path. You see, here only God is able to direct your path. Right, Pastor Festus?
Yes, Pastor.
We are talking here, Pastor Festus, is if this person can just trust in the Lord with all their heart, their life is going to change. God does not want them only 50% or 90.9%, but 100%, all. All means all. Mm. All your heart. And lay not on your own understanding. Many people, Pastor Festus, are wise in their own eyes. They think that what they think is right, but what God thinks, this is right. Many people are suffering because of lack of knowledge. It's because they depend on their own strength. They think that the problem will change automatically or by their own strength, but they need God's help. Right.
So, on bibeli de itikucha mimbo la lo maele tumbolo ono poro ni natu ovelishe oninano de itikucha nomchima oye aushe linekela omweni inori ameka kendunge doe mweni mushiva menjila doe adishe opone ye otaka kala ye otaka otaka lala kanifa omalila oe ulinekele omwene nomtima oe aushe nenge takutuwa nomtima oe aushe ono mwenye oe aushe ono madila dilo oe aushe ono ashishe uli ino yake ndunge doe mwene aha. Mtula menjila doe nga ilipi. Enjila hoyo odili people. Enjila do nga mwenyewe odina pefimane ko. Enjila ngo diwa. Nongenge enjila di menjila doe watula motu kalunga. Oho ningi tuo meilika no. Oho ilika nango kalunga eko mesho ye. Ilo oya ike mwove mwene. Ino tula kalunga ko mesho ye. Shotati ne no mwenyewe ya ushe. Mlinekela. Nongenge mlinekela. Ongala munyo itika kala ya fafana o elundru goto kelimona.
Yeah, and I'm also here joined with Pastor Sean from our branch from Katatura. Good evening, Pastor Sean.
Good evening, Pastor. Good evening,
Pastor, we are talking about God is saying here in the book of Proverbs, in all our ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct your path. Many people, their path is not being directed because this person do not acknowledge God.
Yes, indeed. And also the verses in the beginning, trust. And whenever I hear about trust, I remember a story of a man who went to a certain village, and he performed there, and he put a big log in between two high buildings, and he would ask people, do you believe that I can cross from this side to the other without falling? And people would say, yes, I believe. And he passed over, and people were clapping hands. And he now took a wheelbarrow and said, do you believe that I can cross with the wheelbarrow from one side to the other? And people shouted, yes, and he crossed. And then he said the third time, do you believe that I can put someone in this wheelbarrow and pass from this side to that side? And everybody said, yes. And said, okay, who will volunteer for me to put you in this wheelbarrow to take you to the other side? And all of a sudden, nobody believed. Now nobody wanted to enter. So it's easy to say, I believe.
Yeah.
But when you need to show the trust, there comes the problem. So they believed that he could do it. But when they had to put themselves in the wheelbarrow, they did not trust anymore. They did not believe that, no, I'll reach the other side.
Yes.
And that's the case of many people, Pastor.
Yeah. So you have to trust, dear friend. If your trust is where your life is going to change, you have to trust. You have to give your life to God. You have to say, God, here is my life. I don't want to suffer anymore. I trust you with my life. I trust you that you are going to solve my problem. I trust you that things are going to change. Here is my life. I don't want to cry anymore. I don't want to be in this pain anymore, in this situation anymore. I trust my life in your hands. If you give your life to God, your life is going to change. All right, friends. So you can call now. We are going to open the lines for you to call in here in the studio. Okay. If you would like to include a name of a loved one, a name of a family member or friend, you can call now the here in the studio at 0832-888-401. I repeat, 0832-888-401. This is the number here in the studio. If you would like to call in, you can call in the number in the studio, include the name of a loved one, name of a friend, a family in the prayer book, and God is going to bless. Or you can call the toll-free number at 0800-22-335. This is the offline. If you'd like to talk to somebody offline, of course, you can call this number at 0800-22-335. But in the studio, if you'd like to include the name of a family member that is a victim of witchcraft, unable to sleep during the night, you can call here the studio. We have one caller online. Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. What up on our?
Good evening, Pastor.
Yes, Pastor Sean can take this call.
Good evening, caller. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Pastor?
I'm good. From where are you calling us?
I'm good. Vinduk.
From Vinduk. And how, can I get your name quickly? Including the book of prayer?
Erickson.
Erickson, how may we help you tonight? What can we pray for?
I just want to you to pray for my family members and also put my family member in your prayer book.
Okay, we're going to put Erickson and family. And what you can do is please prepare your bottle of water or glass of water, and those that are with you, gather them around the family, because about 10, 20 minutes time, we will make the prayer for all of you.
I already prepared my cup of water.
Okay. That's good. That's good, Erickson. So just stay tuned until we make the prayer.
Okay.
Enjoy your night. God bless.
Okay. All right. You can call the studio at 0832-888-401. Right, Pastor Fesu. They can call the studio now.
To druku dengela ku studio, onomola yongo ji, onola no heta tu nonatu, ombali no heta tu veri vatatu, oneno no la noimu. And then Drula, to Drugu to Dengela Conola, no heta to Nanatu, Ombari no heta to Veliva Tatu, no ne, no nola, noim.
Yeah, so there you heard, here in the studio, you can call 0832-888-401, it's the number here in the studio, or you can call the toll free number, a free number, and for sure we are going to answer. We have one caller online. Could even call on Eagle FM, we're up on now. Hello.
Hello, Daddy.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, miss. How are you?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
All right. Good evening, miss. How are you?
I'm okay.
Okay. Where are you calling from and who is speaking with us?
I'm calling from Oshakati.
Okay.
My name is Taino.
Okay.
And I have a problem. I don't sleep well at night. I always wake up around 2 a.m. or 3 a.m.
Okay.
So I want you to pray for me.
Did you listen from the beginning to hear the testimony of Timotheus?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so there is nothing impossible with God.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what situation you are facing,
mm-hmm.
that is going to end. You know where the church there in Oshakati?
Yes.
Okay. So for right now, what you need to do, prepare a cup of water. And at the end of the program, we are going to make a prayer for you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mm.
All right.
Yes, so you can call the studio now at 0832-884-01. I repeat, 0832-884-01. This is the number here in the studio. You can call now, or you can call the toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. That is a toll-free number. There'll be someone ready to talk to you. We have one caller. We lost that caller. But you can keep on trying. Keep on trying to call here at the studio at 0832-884-01. We have one caller. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. What up on now? Do you talk up on now?
Ngiyeno
kwe ingoto di miko kola diyo yoko. Mbala.
Maybe you can switch off the device, Meme.
Kwa dima?
Hello?
Okay. Oriete tu dengele nota denge kuja peni ine dina la oririe? Hello?
Victor, ta denge kuja kihongo.
Oto denge kuja kihongo, Victor. Victor, hatu kuili kane niko mbinga ashikene na?
Oto kari kane yeko za kombinga.
Mm-hmm.
Yoku pito mesa.
Okay. Walu kale toli longo na omefa? Okay. Isi njuwete kucho ulipo pa mwene wa kwane dimo woyopo. O maalongi kidango kakende keni komeva? Okay. Ino japo pala jore? Opone ke ke hulolo programa yo atuke ningilo meilikano amushe
ewa
mm-hmm.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio at 0832-884-01. We have one caller. Caller, you're live on Eagle FM. What up on Naomeme?
Hello.
Naomeme?
What up on Naomeme? Oto denge kuja peni ne dina lori die?
Ondumana kujira manda kuaka uba echayo.
Okay. Watu kugari kanene kombinga ashike kongulushone na?
Andale kemu harika eno familia yange ikare ino mbiri no hole nelongero kumwe.
Okay.
De umbole tuligare ino hole nelongero kumwe.
Okay.
Tuali kare na weo tameno wanga kare ne blade ya puko mesho.
Okay.
Obwa ni se dro milongo hamano nubi.
Okay. Umalongi kita nalo meveni?
Eo da longe kida.
Yalo. Watu kani ngova umeilika nova kwa nejimo boye?
Oyo. Amandala wa harika le nulula vangeta apitina wa batikilo kupita na wa moskola.
Watu shiningi osho?
Edina lavo umo maria.
Uma dinavo.
Umo maria.
Mm-hmm.
Umo wanuyom.
Wanuyom.
Eh.
Ye meme wedi na layo liye?
Meme wango maria siakela.
Okay. Watu watu la memolo meilika no?
Ewa.
Ina njapo pala juo eni?
Ewa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. In about 1 minute or so, we are going to go into a break. But we are going to be back. All right. But you can keep on calling the toll-free number at 0800-22-3335. That is a toll-free number. There will be someone ready to help you. Or you can call here the studio at 0832-884-01. That is the number here in the studio.
Dit maak nie saak hoe groot jou probleme mag lyk nie. Daar is 'n uitweg. Hou op om te lê. Program gebring deur die Universele Kerk van die Koninkryk van God. Elke Dinsdag en Donderdag van 9:00 tot 10:00 in die aand hier op Eagle FM.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
All right, we are back. We have one caller online. Caller, good evening. What up now, meme?
Meme, ma talking up now, huh?
Tata
sisi patate. Yo, tata kula pona. Mimo tata dengi kujapen ne dina la wili eh.
Mimo tao hile ontine la o tata dengi kujako shigambo.
O dengi kujako shigambo. Me hile ni wala kutule mo meili kano shina shana shike.
Onda lo kutula mo meili kano. Onda nda dengi le kongona tango shikando shimo endi nango e pepe lange. Nde tamutulange ngo mo meili kano.
Yeah.
De pepeolo ndwe tengo kuchola chapo kwepo malo shi masho shafa shi nyenga she ya koshi evele shi koshi e macho kondo shafange no otocho shafango otocho mbia taifulu kanga henya mune koshi matahiti kwa 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 mwaka mune tutu ondi no problema natango ndi nango opo mkunda ndi nango oka donango taka popilenge ngomo uiva chondi nilo jondagyo kanaka Ondi nangava lino machu wange kwenga tatumbuli denge ngono hango ndo macho tuwa ninga pife dula diri nano. Otadenge ipongo jihole ayo yomongo jeke ndepua mitafikipo.
Ok. Aishoyo witu la mama kakalunga meme muinekela. Muinekela watu keshi tulamo meilika no. Uponemo pife nga haa kufu utaloka kende kwe komeva. Nde to kalapo la diyo eh, oshishike hulilo programa hii, ohatu kani ngenyo meirikano pamwe. Line kela kalunga.
Ewa.
Oshongaho. Ino japo po la diyo eh.
Ewa.
All right. You can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-884-01. There is the number of the studio. One caller online. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. Good evening.
Hello.
Hello, meme. Opo nawa? Hello.
Good evening, sir.
Pastor Sean can take this call.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. You are calling us from?
I'm calling from Ihongo, and my name is Victor.
Zita. Victor. Victor. Okay. Victor, how can we help you? Which prayer can we make for you and your family today?
I'd like you to help me with my dog has some wounds and they don't want to heal.
Okay, Victor. We'll keep you in our prayer and all your whole family.
All right. You can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-4001. We have one caller. Caller, good evening. On Eagle FM. Moropano. Yes, you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. We have one caller. Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. Wapo na wa?
Eno tate wala wato kila po na wa?
Oto ato kila po na wa, mimo. Wato kila po na wa?
Oto ato kila po na wa, tate.
Memo, tate, denge kuja penne dina la olidye?
Kosha kati omendi na tatenga hala mugari kanene gumbori alishe o family namba hano maro vune miaka litano ya sinene tate kuru.
Kalungi ya mangulule?
None ya mangulule momo.
Oi inekele la kalunga ayo?
No.
Yalo. So ino japo pala jio longi kidoka kopiko yeah. Komeva. Oe kalungi kidana le? Yalo.
All right, so you can keep on calling the studio. Shortly, we're going to come back in a prayer, okay? But you can, we have one caller online. Caller, your life on Eagle FM. Good evening. What up, Onawa? Togala Ponawa? Hello?
Do you want to go to the patrol? I'm going to go to the patrol. Okay. I'm going to go to the patrol. Oh, to dengue kuja pele ne. Yeah. Okay. O alu ka kilongo na. Okay. O to dengue kuja pele.
Oetai.
Ne dina lo lidi. Martinus. Okay. O atu kuningo America no. O alongi kidala ka kopiko e komeva. Okay, ino japo pola dio esho, shike hui lolo polo gana mayo atuke kuningilo Americano. Yalo.
Yes, you can keep on calling the studio here at 0832-888-401. There is a number here in the studio. We have one caller. Good evening, caller on Eagle FM. What up, Onawa?
Okay. Memo, ta denge ku japen ne dinala olidee?
On that self man didn't put it on damwa.
Oh my talking up on awa.
Yalo.
Oh hala to kuningilo melika no gomigash genina.
The hara mkarikanene me one jo kuno me pundata un hepeke.
Okay. Memoye dinala ulirie? Don't le membolo melika no?
I'm married, yeah.
Okay. O kulipa mwena avopo. Okay. So long kidenyo kako piko keni komel no mwe kalungi kidanale.
Kalungi kidanale.
Osho mwishine kile la kalunga ha. Ote shiningi. Inan japo pala diyo eni. Shishike hulo program ayatu kani geno Amerikano pamu.
Ewa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we are running more closer to the moment of prayer. But probably we're going to take the last caller now. Caller, good evening on Eagle FM. What up on our meme?
Oma to Otoa toke up on our meme ota denge ku Japan in Edina la Olidi.
Otandi denge ku zira kerombe.
Oto denge ku zira kerombe. Oha tu ku gali kani ne kombinga shikeni na?
Oto ndaha ni gali kani no dino oma itaga hepe kenge otaga andi.
Oshofia. Okay. Osho shine gele la kalunga ha. Ote shining. Unga shige atu popi hokolo la timo te usha po elu dana wa nao. Kalungo kwe mmangulu la nena. Na veo. Na nyeote mmangulu. Itadele nyutale. Ewa.
Alright. So now we are going for the moment of prayer. Prepare a glass of water. We are going to come back after this break with the prayer.
When life becomes too hard to bear, leaving you overwhelmed and confused by the many problems that you face, why not turn to God in this time of trouble and hardship? Let us have a moment of prayer. Prepare your glass of water to bless you and your family. Let's talk to God.
My Lord and my Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are praying here together with all those who call in here the studio asking for a prayer. Some of them, they wanted the name of a family member, a friend to be included, somebody who is a victim of witchcraft or suicidal thoughts or depressed. I pray, my Lord, that you may take away the pain, remove the suffering. Maybe this person, my Lord, is unable to sleep during the night, suffering with panic attacks, suicidal thoughts, or maybe a victim of witchcraft. I pray, my Lord, that your hands may be stretched out. Your hand is not short that you cannot save. So save, my God, this family. Save, my Lord, those who are suffering, and uphold them with your righteous right hand. Let them trust in you, my Lord, with all their heart, and let them not lean on their own understanding, because only you can give them the understanding they need, the wisdom they need. Let them put their trust in you, because you are capable, my God, of changing their life. Bless their water. Let it not just be normal water, but let it become the treatment for the miracle to take place, my Father. The same way what you did in the life of Timotheus, you can also do inside of their life, my God. If they believe and if they trust in you, let them not be wise in their own eyes. Let them fear you and let them put you first, my God. And definitely there is going to be a change in their life.
Kalunga kange mednala Jesus Christus. Es on nene oe ito pu ilo ito umane kuyelekwa. Uli apeshe no vanuvoe ava vangudumane na ela dio davo peifenga kalunga kange vapu ikina kewi tali dimo la dio ove kalunga kange uli pamwe navo apaveri peifenga nombo ujua avo kalunga kange o akona akona shasho elimo mitima davo ovo hopu ikine keshe pamwe kalunga kange liholo nilo vanuvoe ndie tohanye ne mepo adishe danyata e mepo doma wii e mepo doma ulodi e mepo doma fingo omwa mangwa medina la Yesu Kristus jamo mongala mwenyei Medina la Jesus Christus. Kalunga kange piti kengendi ambeke. Oshilongo shetu. Nova lelivo oshilongo shetu yo. Na kalunga kange eshi andi ambeko meva. Ova nuvoye shita akano meva. Eve luko na likufo mbinga. Menga la mwenyo davo. O Medina la Jesus Christus. Kalunga neku yambeke. O mwenene kufilongenda. O mwenene kupengono. O mwenene kuvelule. O Medina la Jesus Christus. Amen.
Amen. You may drink now your water by faith. Amen. So be blessed, those who are sick, be healed, those who are listening us from the hospital, from the prison, receive peace, receive umbili. God is going to take you out of this situation that you are in, if you give God the chance. We are going to go, and we are going to come back on Thursday. But you can keep on calling the toll-free number in case you need a prayer, and there will be someone ready to help. You can call at 0800-22-335. That is the number in the church, which is the toll-free number. And as well, in case you find yourself in town, we are here at number 32 Independence Avenue, Osborne Platt. If you can come around tomorrow, we are going to have Bible study. You can find us, or you can call the toll-free number and ask the nearest branch where you are, and we are going to give you the address and you can come to the church. Until this coming Thursday, may God bless you in Jesus Christ's name. We are going to see you, and we are going to be back on Thursday night from 9 to 10 in the evening. I would like to give you the toll-free number for the last time. It says here 0800-22-335. That is a toll-free number here. And you can keep on calling 24 hours of the day. The line is on. It's not going to go on voicemail. We are ready there to help you. And you're going to come out of your problem. It doesn't matter if you're in the north, in the south, in the coast. There is a way out of your problem. And God can change your life. In case you find yourself in Greenwell, where is our church pastor?
Oh, Greenwell to tuange mo Daniel Street, po pepino ka polifi. Om elongelo kalunga le tumongula, o talikala po hamanongula, opo nolongo wongula, nopo natyo yoko matango, po hamano, opo elongelo kalunga le tulinene.
Yes, in case you find yourself in Kadatura, Pastor Sean?
Yes, we are behind Grootwinkels in Kadatura, Richard Kamauka Street, where it meets with Independence Avenue, 6, 7, 10, 12, 3, and 6 in the afternoon, our services.
Yes, in case you find yourself in Kurengava.
In Kurengava, you can find us in Ondodo Street, opposite ShopRite USAF, 7 o'clock, 10, 3, and 6 p.m.
All right, so until this coming Thursday, God bless you. Oshuete. Tot ziens. Bye-bye.
great news to all! June 7 Adventure Tours is inviting all local people to come and experience an amazing quad biking adventure in the dunes. On the activities, quad biking and sandboarding, June 7 is giving back to the local community. Everyone is welcome. Location by June 7. Parents, please bring the children to have fun. For more information, please call 081-624-9665.